There's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. It's a gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love.
Welcome to Queer Voices on KPFT, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and I'm here on the fourth Monday of each month to bring you an hour devoted to our culture's music. I plan to cover a lot of territory in terms of years and types of music. Mostly, I just don't think the gay and lesbian music of the past should be forgotten, and I try to give a little information about the music and artists as I go. I also slip in songs from the present as well. I introduced this segment with the song Gay Spirit by Charlie Murphy, from the 1979 album Walls to Roses. It's one of my favorite gay anthems, and here's just a little more of it.
It's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. A gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love.
Hello, welcome to the show. This will be a very unusual edition of Queer Music Heritage, as there will be no gay or lesbian artists played. No, I haven't run out, but the theme of this show is Are You Ready? Straight Artists, Queer Songs. That's right, all the artists I play tonight are, as far as I know, heterosexual, but they are singing about gay subject matter. Now, this isn't always a good thing, as there have been many songs recorded over the years that were at least borderline homophobic. This was often done as a comedy song, and was common in the 70s. On one of my earlier shows, I played two of the most famous of these, Big Bruce by Steve Greenberg and Bed Gay by Ben Gay and the Silly Savages. I'm going to continue that tradition with three more. First up is a duo from 1966 called Teddy and Daryl. They released a whole album of parodies called These Are the Hits, You Silly Savages, and camped and swished their way through many of the hit songs of the day. And this one they even released on a 45. Here's Teddy and Daryl singing a version all their own of Strangers in the Night.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wondering in the night, what were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting. Something in your smile was so exciting. Something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people. Strangers in the night, up to the moment that we said our first hello, little did we know love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. Ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever. It turned out so right for strangers in the night. Oh yes, I just did get into town. Yes, came by bus too. Made all the stops, the park, oh yes, everywhere. It was Marvy, Marvy, Marvy.
You're pretty awesome.
Strangers in the night, two lonely people. Strangers in the night, up till that moment when we said our first hello.
Wow.
Little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm, embracing dance away. Ever since the night we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever. It turned out so right for strangers in the night.
Oh,
yes.
I must have you.
Oh,
I must.
We was hunting bear for the rocking chair out on I-40.
dodging bucks in pickup trucks in West New Mexico. It was a cloudy day, and me and old Jay was just about bored to tears. But we come awake when a CB break come a-ringing loud and clear. And we heard this voice that we ain't never heard before, saying,
"Break 1-9, I'm CB Savage. Hi, all you 18-wheelers. Anyone seen any smoky bears? How about some bear smokies? CB Savage here. Come on."
Well, I looked at Jay and I said, "Hey, did you hear what I just heard?" He nodded his head and his face got red and he never said a word. We both reached for the mic, thinking we might just answer that 1-9 call, when that CB device come back to life just a lisping wall to wall. And that unusual voice came on again, saying,
"Break 1-9 again. This is your one and only CB Savage. Mercy sakes, good bodies. Could I please have your 20? I'd settle for a big 10-4. Mercy, mercy. How about a milepost? Listen, you can't keep your hammers down forever, you know. Speak to me, pedal pumpers. How about it?"
Well, the box went dead and we looked straight ahead and didn't say a word at all. We had four in the chair and the door back there, but nobody'd answer that call. A while went by and Jay and I, we started breathing again. We figured this stranger was plumb out of range when all at once he'd come back in. And it was that same odd voice saying,
"Breakers, breakers, any takers? Hi, hi, it's me again. I'm in your chair and I love it there. Say, you truckers really know how to take a person for a ride. Speak to me, you diesel demons. I'd love to get to know your handles. CB Savage here. Come on, come on."
I grabbed the mic and I held it tight and my hand began to sweat. I looked at Jay and he was grinning away like a big old bird-fed cat. So I put down the talker and turned up the squawker and got a good grip on the wheel. I decided the trucker that answered this duck sure as heck wasn't gonna be me. About that time, that weird voice came back on again, saying,
"Yoo-hoo, breakaroo. Hi-hi, you Jim Dandy Jimmy Jammers, you. Do I ever have a surprise for you? If you listen real close, you'll find my voice is changing. And if you'll start checking your rear views, you'll find you got company. Five plain white smokies dressing up for a ticket writing party. Y'all were so busy copying my put on, you didn't notice your little convoy was being infiltrated. You can start shutting them down anytime now. This is your CB Savage, the smokies friend. Wall to wall and treetop tall. That is all. Bye-bye."
Following Teddy and Darryl was Rod Hart, who tried in 1976 to cash in on the success of the hit song Convoy with his gay take on it. As you notice, the song had kind of a surprise ending, as did this next song, which you might call a fake gay song. It's Jim Stafford singing about My Girl Bill.
Bill walked me to my door last night, and he said, "Before I go, there's something about our love affair that I have a right to know." I said, "Let's not stand out here like this. What would the neighbors think? Why don't we just step inside, and I'll fix us both a drink."
"My girl Bill, my girl Bill, can't say enough about the way I feel about my girl.
My girl
Bill.
William's hands were shaking as he took his glass of wine. I could see we both felt the same, and when his eyes met mine, I said, who we love and why we love, it's hard to understand. So let's just sit here on the couch and face this man to man.
My girl Bill, my girl Bill, can't say enough about the way I feel about my girl.
My girl, my girl,
my girl Bill.
Now, Bill, you know we just left her place, and we both know what she said. She doesn't want to see your face, and she wishes you were dead. Now I know we both love her, and I guess we always will. But you're gonna have to find another, 'cause she's my girl, Bill.
My girl, Bill.
I have a personal memory of that song. Now remember that this was not a song about two gay guys, it was just a joke. But this was 1974, and I was at work and the song came on the radio. A male co-worker, about my age, heard it and just started to get so angry, and I'm sure he expressed that very colorfully. From deep in my closet, I didn't say a word, but I sure knew what subject to stay clear of around him. Next, I'm going to play a song I've been meaning to play for quite a while. It's actually a parody of a commercial for Chesterfield cigarettes, and it's from an obscure comedy album from the 50s. You won't believe it.
Chesterfield! Go to Fire Island and you'll survey the most exciting faggots in the world today. Even on the ferry boat you'll find a man stops and takes big pleasure when and where he can.
Chesterfield!
Tight little island full of gay romance. They wear gay sandals and they wear tight pants. Sun-drenched top to bottom every day. Blessed with the miracle of being gay. The very best of faggots in the USA. Giving big, big pleasure in a big, big way.
Chesterfield!
The taste you've been missing and the length you've learned to like. Full queen size, tops in friendly satisfaction. Join the big swish to Chesterfield Queen, new choice of the fags of America.
Chesterfield!
Time now for a couple straight R&B artists. First up is Joe Tex. You remember him. He's the guy that sang about wanting his girl, skinny legs and all. Well, here he's singing a somewhat tolerant song, at least for 1977, called Be Cool, Willie is Dancing with a Sissy. And by sissy, he really means a man dressed as a woman, a fact that his friend Willie may or may not know.
Say, mama, wait a minute. Yeah, the thing has got me turning around. Man, it's a turn on out the middle around. Y'all know Willie Jones. Man, I was in the disco the other night. I gotta tell this though, Willie. I gotta tell it, man. I gotta tell it. When it was dancing with a sissy. 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 Be cool.
That was a little bit of Joe Tex from his album called Bumps and Bruises. Now, I've never known quite what to think about this next song. It's by Barbara Lynn. She's a Louisiana artist best known for her wonderful Top 40 hit from 1962 called You'll Lose a Good Thing. But on this 45 from that same year, she's singing a song called Dina and Petrina, which sure sound like two female names to me.
Oh, let me tell you about Dina and Petrina. Oh, Dina is a world. But let me hip you to Petrina. You know what I mean. Oh, Petrina is a lucky girl. Dina and Petrina. They sticks together through all kinds of weather. Oh, Dina and Petrina. Where there is one, there's the other. But don't worry, they'll go no further. Dina and Petrina. D-I-N-A-P-A-T-R-I-N-A. Let me tell you about Dina and Petrina. Oh, Dina is the world. But let me hip you to Petrina. You know what I mean. Oh, Petrina is a lucky girl. Dina and Petrina.
That was Barbara Lynn singing Dina and Petrina. Okay, now for two songs that are definitely gay positive. These are from the early 80s, and the first is by Peter Alsop. And with his tongue planted firmly in his cheek, here is his song called Hopelessly Heterosexual.
Listen, you're one of my oldest and dearest friends, but you have to understand, you see, that, well...
I'm hopelessly heterosexual. I guess I'm kind of slow. Mom and dad were all I had. That's the only way I know. So I'm hopelessly heterosexual. I'm stuck with being straight. So man to man, I'll ask you not to ask me for a date. When I'm with you, I'm happy. When you're with me, you're gay. I love you like a brother, but not the other way. Now I'm not scared to try it, but it's not my cup of tea. I never even thought of it till you brought it up to me. And now that I consider it, I'd rather stay repressed, 'cause I don't feel excited at the thought of you undressed. I'm hopelessly heterosexual. You know I'm not a tease. I'm a product of society, so don't be angry, please. I'm hopelessly heterosexual, and I hate to be a bore, but I'd rather watch the Super Bowl than sit here and explore. I'm flattered that you asked me, but that's the way it has to be. Cupid's kind of stupid. He hit you and he missed me. But since we're on the subject and you know where I stand, what exactly do you do? I guess use your hand. I mean, do you? How does? What if? Where will? From behind? Oh, well, I just, you know, it was. Never mind. I'm hopelessly heterosexual, and I don't mean to offend, so don't hold it against me, and I'll be your best friend. No, don't hold it against me, and please be my best friend.
Hartley. One day my daddy called me alone. He said, son, you know that ain't no toy. Well, you keep playing with yourself. You know you'll never learn the social rules. And my son's gonna be a football hero, not one of those sissy fools. Now it's that old homophobia in the locker room and at the gym. From touching my friends. Well, I don't remember who told me exactly or when I first heard, but I could tell by the tone in the voice all the meaning of the words. The woman teachers who lived alone, oh, everybody knew were weird. Some strange man me a ride was something my mother always feared. Now it's that old homophobia in the locker room when I took gym. Homophobia, Lord, it keeps me from touching my friend. Then I got liberated and learned it was sick. And now I see things differently, oh, but that early training just won't quit. Sometimes it feels just like a wall, sometimes a river in me that froze. But though I can't really touch it, oh, you know it's keeping me from getting too close. It's that old homophobia in the locker room.
Peter Alsop's song was from his 1981 album, Uniforms, and I followed it with Jeff Morgan singing Homophobia from his album, It Comes With the Plumbing, from 1980. Both artists have recorded several pro-gay songs. On the other side of the pendulum, from 1993, is the group called the Disturbingly Lonesome Cowboys, singing I Ain't No Oklahoma.
Pulled into Tulsa late one night. I was looking for a real quick bite before I put this rig on 4 to 4. Saw a tavern through the window streaks. I was starving and my knees were weak, so I threw the brake and headed for the door. Well, I walked inside to such a scene. The room, it reeked of Vaseline, and I didn't see a woman any place. Then just that quick it dawned on me, this were no place for a man to be, when the waiter came and sat down on my face. I ain't no Oklahoma, now get your hands off me. Ain't gonna hide, but I won't ride a highway named Hershey. I ain't no Oklahoma, now get your hands off me. Ain't gonna hide, but I won't ride a highway named Hershey. Now this fella sidled up to me and he put his hand upon my knee. I got so shook my Boilermaker spilt. I knew this guy was stone cold queer when he leaned and whispered in my ear and said,
hey trucker, how's your Peterbilt?
So I broke my shot glass on his nose, and as he fell beside my toes, I stuffed a whiskey bottle up.
Okay, that's enough of that. They really don't deserve any more airplay than that, but I wanted you to at least hear that much of it. From their CD, I could have also played one called The Diesel Dykes of Dixie. I'm not playing it, and you'll thank me. This is a good time to remind you to be sure to listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Sunday morning from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude. Also, I invite you to check out my website at www.queermusicheritage.com, where you can view the playlist and see photos of the artists and recordings and listen to the show anytime. As you heard with the Disturbingly Lonesome Cowboys, many of the parody songs are country. And here are two more that are definitely a lot more positive. Country singers must be a little insecure, because these two have similar themes. Here are the Bellamy Brothers and Pinkard and Bowden.
Well, it's a story that's been told before, but this time there's a twist. I woke up to an empty room, devoid of joy and bliss. I know I don't deserve no sympathy, but I think it's a sin. My wife left me for my girlfriend. Like they took off in the dead of night, in a 91 Suburban with a loaded 45. Well, I'd call up the authorities, but where would I begin? My wife left me for my girlfriend. She was thing on earth, always so true. She loved me with a passion, yeah, my wife did too. I guess they figured out what was going on, got enough of me. Got what he deserved. And in the battle of the sexes, the lines have surely gotten blurred. But I just want the both of them to come back home again.
Downhill since my baby turned gay. Everything was fine until she went the other way. I don't sleep like I know I should. I don't enjoy my livelihood. Nothing don't taste as good since my baby turned gay. I give my heart to her, and then my baby went away. She run off with a carpenter named Lucy May. My pride shattered and the ego shrunk. All I want to do is get sloppy drunk. I never ever would have flunk. My baby turned gay. Centerfold done hit the road. What is me? It's a cruel world, cause I'm a fool for girls. So is she. Yeah. I'm never gonna be the same. Yesterday, I don't know who to blame. Dang it anyway. I wash my own laundry now. Took my own greasy chow. Sit alone and wonder.
The Bellamy Brothers sang My Wife Left Me for My Girlfriend from 1997, and from 1992 came Pinkerton Bowden with Since My Baby Turned Gay. This next song has never been released as a recording. I got it from the video of the 1997 movie Bent. So for radio, this was probably an exclusive. Here's Mick Jagger in his role as a drag queen, not exactly a stretch, singing the song The Streets of Berlin.
Streets of Berlin, I must leave you soon. Oh, will you forget me? 'Cause I'm already here. Find me a bar. Boys are pretty. I cannot love for more than one day, but one day is enough in the city. Find me a boy with two ocean blue eyes and show no pity. Take out his eyes, he never need see how they eat you alive in this city. Streets of Berlin, will you miss me? Streets of Berlin, do you care? Streets of Berlin, will you cry out if I vanish into thin air?
The group Weezer is one of the more popular groups of the last few years, and in 1996, they included on their Pinkerton album the song Pink Triangle, and I'm following it with another modern, very positive song by the Lemonheads called Big Gay Heart.
Feel that cold, turns out I'm
two, three, four. Take a look into some big gray eyes and ask yourself if you want to make them cry. Looking out of them, it's just as well that you're gonna live to see. I'm gonna ask you why. Either way, you got a bone to pick. Can't you leave that to somebody else? And I don't need you to suck my dick or to help me feel good about myself. Big gay heart, please don't break my big gay heart. Big gay heart, please don't break my big gay heart. Why can't you look after yourself and not down on me? Do you have to try to piss me off 'cause I'm easy to please? Why can't you look after yourself and not down on me? Yeah, well, I understand now you're not with big gay scene. You can find a way to add it up. It might be hard, but it might be enough. I'd be grateful, I'd be satisfied, and you might find in time it wouldn't feel so bad. After all, it doesn't take that much, and it would mean some to me. For you to lose the part that's still afraid and not prepared to see. My big gay heart in the dark, my big gay heart. Big gay heart, please don't break my big gay heart. Why can't you look after yourself and not down on me? You have to try to piss me off just 'cause I'm easy to please. Why can't you look after yourself and not down on me? Yeah, well, I understand now you're not with big gay scene. Big gay heart, please don't break my big gay heart. Big gay heart, please don't break my big gay heart. Big gay heart, in the dark my big gay heart. Big gay heart, please don't break my big gay heart.
Gee, why didn't some gay group record that song? Incidentally, if you want to track it down, it's on the Lemonheads' 1993 CD, Come On, Feel the Lemonheads. But the recording I played was a special acoustic version from an EP they released a little later. Another positive folk song with gay subject matter is by Ellis Paul and is called She Loves a Girl. When he visited the KPFT studios earlier this year, he was nice enough to give me some comments about it.
I wrote She Loves a Girl about a good friend of mine who lives in New York City, and she was involved with another woman and couldn't really tell her family about it. because her family was Catholic and her father was a deacon in the Catholic Church. So when she finally did come out with the news, you know, the family was pretty upset and disowned her in a way. So I wrote it from her brother's perspective, someone who grew up with her and was supportive of her, and while the parents pulled back. And it's been great. Out on the road, a lot of people have come up to me and have said that, you know, I was writing their life story. I appreciate that when a song really connects with people and in a way like that. It's been good to hear the feedback from people.
Was from the album Translucent Soul by Ellis Paul. I want to squeeze in a couple local artists, both from the year 2000, and both singing about dykes. take a listen to Mean Gene Kelton and Tim Walker.
She's got tattoos on her titties and calluses on her hands. She's a little bit of both, not enough of neither, but you swear she was a man. She wears an old hard hat, she's loud and proud, she don't run and hide. She's known across South Texas as the Texas City Dyke. She's rough as a corn cob, she's tough as a boot. Meaner than a pit bull, she's a welder for Brown and Root. Well, her real name is Bertha Bobby, I'll call her Butch. She's just like one of the guys. Ah, but don't you get on the wrong side of that Texas City dive. Well, don't you get on the wrong side of that Texas City dive. Two things she likes doing, and one of them is fight. She'll do you in front of all your friends and spit red man in your eye. So don't you get on the wrong side of that Texas City dive.
From a couple years ago, Mean Gene Kelton singing Texas City Dyke. Next is Tim Walker singing one called Klondike. You want to pay close attention to the ending of this song.
I met a Klondike on the Klondike, and we had a drink or two. We hadn't much in common, hadn't much else to do. So as we passed the time, small talk and cheap wine, thought it strange that we'd met. As we shared the table, I was able to make a friend I'd never forget. I didn't ask any personal questions, thought it not my place, but I listened to her intently, studied the lines on her face. She was tall and lean, blonde and mean, but I marveled at the things she would say. She didn't know it, and I didn't show it, but that night she stole my heart away. Pick it. Since that one night long ago, and I wonder where she is now, but I guess I'll never know. Still I often think about her, think about what might have been, and I've never since that night wished so hard. Be a woman again.
Again, that was Tim Walker. I just love that surprise ending. I've got time to slip in a 46-second song by the comedy duo Barnes and Barnes called Homophobic Dream, number 23.
he broke my heart. I thought he loved me, but he never really loved me. He tore my gay, happy world all apart.
Well, despite the title, I sure don't know what's homophobic about it. I kind of wish they would have developed a whole song out of it. It's from their 1991 CD called Luzantine. Well, I've really enjoyed doing this show. I could easily do several shows on gay songs by straight artists. Before I play my closing song, I want to thank you all for tuning into the show. And I want to thank Ellis Paul for his comments about his song. If you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, please write to me at qmheritage@aol.com. And again, my website, with more info about all the songs you've heard, is logically enough at www.queermusicheritage.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston, and I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with another installment of Queer Music Heritage. To end the show, here's a song that was kind of a surprise hit in 1981. From her album Convertible Music, here's Josie Cotton with Johnny, Are You Queer?